This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
That story. I think that's kind of among things that were on my docket to talk about today. I think that's actually kind of a big one. That here's someone that's on the Steelers' radar, but also has been talked about as a first-round pick, and he pulls out of going to the draft. What would make a guy do that? I mean, if there's a family situation or something, then without letting the details out, that might get reported. Why did someone bring a friggin'... I hate these. Look at this thing. A peep. You ever have one of these? They're effing disgusting.
Why is there one just sitting out
there? I don't know.
Open?
Who just brought... I'm throwing it in the garbage right now. Oh, I hate those. Oh.
Yeah, I'm not a fan.
Like...
at all.
Oh, God. Cadbury eggs and peeps. Put them in...
Now... I like myself a Cadbury egg, but no peeps.
What is the inside of a Cadbury egg? What are they going for?
Isn't it just like cream?
Cream. That's a disgusting thought. Just what is in there? Just a bunch of cream. Just some sugar and heavy cream, and they mix it up. Yeah, no thank you. So Dart's not going to the draft. The same professional bettor told me he thinks Derek Harmon is going to be gone by the time the Steelers pick at 21. The team like the Bengals, remember when the Steelers wanted William Jackson in the draft? And the Bengals scooped him up and the Steelers had to draft Artie Burns instead. That the same thing could happen with Harmon, that the Bengals are very much a Derek Harmon team. If Harmon goes and is gone... and those defensive linemen go to teams like Cincinnati, Arizona, Miami, San Francisco. I mean, what if Harmon, Grant, and Nolan are all gone? That would increase the chances even more of Sanders being the pick. The Steelers got to turn around their draft. They're drafting in the first round. You want to know why we're in this endless run of mediocrity? I'll spell it out for you right now. 2015, Bud Dupree. 2016, Artie Burns. 2017, TJ Watt. All-time great pick. 2018, Terrell Edmonds. 2019, Devin Bush. 2020, no first-round pick. Najee Harris, 2021. 2022, Kenny Pickett. 2023, Broderick Jones. 2024, Troy Fautanu. That's 10 years of drafts. And one good pick. That's shooting 1 for 10. We had somebody call up in the 2 o'clock hour and say, the Steelers are turning into the Browns, which obviously I want to like revile at and flip out on because, you know, the Browns are a 3 or 4 win outfit perpetually and the Steelers have a winning record every year. But this is very Browns-like. This is what gets the Browns in the predicament they're in. When you draft like ass, 10 years of picks, one good one? Who wants to call in and fight me on that? Anybody? Put your boxing gloves on. I don't give a bleep. I'll spar. Name me another good pick in there. The jury's out on Fautanu, but he missed an entire year. Broderick Jones, I think, is 0 for 2. Pickett's in Cleveland. Najee's already gone. 2020, no, you know, you can't argue 2020. They didn't pick anybody. Devin Bush, you traded up into the top 10, one of the all-time busts. Terrell Edmonds was a third-round pick masquerading around as a first-rounder. T.J. Watt's a Hall of Famer. Artie Burns is somehow still in the NFL, and Bud Dupree had two good years and six here. This is like the 80s all over again. That's how you cease to be a contender. That's why Mike Tomlin's assertion that Aaron Rodgers is going to turn things around. No, he's not. Because the rest of the team isn't good enough because of stuff like this. You know, I got this sheet of paper. Somebody just walked up to me in the hallway, said, get a load of this. This is what you should be talking about. That person was right. 10 years and one good pick. I mean, you want, Donnie, you love the draft as much as anybody and love talking about it. You want to make an argument for any of the guys in there besides Watt being a good pick?
No.
Take a stab at any of them.
No. And a few days ago, we talked about how good they were at drafting in the 2000s and what helped build the championship teams that they had in 2005 and 2008. Because even if they didn't have a true hit, they didn't really have a miss. They didn't draft any truly bad players from 2000 until 2009. And then, yeah, they hit on their first few in the 2010s for sure. They had guys like Hayward, Pouncey, DeCastro in that group. Shazier, I still say he was a good pick. He just had a career-ending injury. But it's been brutal for the last decade.
This is like the last 11 years. So I went the last 10 years, or this a printout did, going from Bud Dupree to Troy Fautanu. This is why the Steelers were not a Super Bowl contender in the 80s. Listen to their draft picks under Chuck Knoll in the decade of the 80s, from 1980 to 1989. There's 11 picks in here because they had two first-round picks in 1989. Interesting fact, that's the last time the Steelers had two first-round picks in a draft. 1980, first-round pick Mark Malone. 1981, first-round pick Keith Gary from Oklahoma. 1982, first-round pick Walter Abercrombie and Fitch from Baylor, a running back. 1983, Senor Sack, Gabe Rivera. 1984, first-round pick. This was a decent pick, a good pick, actually, in my opinion. Lewis Lips, very good pick, actually. I want to sell Lewis short. 1985, 20th pick overall, Daryl Sims, Wisconsin, defensive end. 1986, this is a guy who was an all-time Steelers bust. We don't talk about him enough because it happened 40 years ago. John Reinstra, guard, Temple. 1987, just like the T.J. Watt rose among thorns, Rod Woodson was the 10th pick from Purdue, Hall of Famer. 1988, 18th pick, Aaron Jones, defensive end, Eastern Kentucky. Donnie, you've followed the Steelers your entire life. Have you ever heard of Aaron Jones?
I know running back Aaron Jones.
Me too, from the Packers and Vikings. And then in 89, two busts. Tim Worley, running back Georgia with the 7th pick. 24th pick, they took Tom Ricketts from Pitt, an offensive lineman. So that's 11 picks in a 10-year span. They had two hits, Lewis Lips and Rod Woodson. And that's why people say the dark days of the 80s, the dark ages of the 80s, it's the same thing now. One out of your last 10 have hit. 412-928-9370. What do you want the Steelers to do in the draft? How would you react to Shedeur Sanders? I've been asking that question all week. It's like people don't want to talk about Shedeur. I don't get it. Is it because you weren't watching college football this year? Is it because, or watching college football to see quarterbacks that the Steelers might draft? I don't know. I'm just stunned by the Very few people that are listeners. I mean, all of our hosts have big opinions on Sanders. I just feel like our listeners have been agnostic on him.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Said, if Derek Harmon and Shedeur Sanders are both available, the Steelers will do the thing that most fans want and take Harmon, the defensive lineman from Oregon who led college football in pressures last year. But remember, Steelers fans don't care about pressures. They only care about sacks. Because when Myles Garrett won Defensive Player of the Year based on pressures, we all flipped out because sacks are what matter. And for the most part, I would agree with that. Yeah, pressures can sometimes lead to negative plays, but they don't always. Sacks always lead to negative plays because the quarterback was dropped way in the backfield for a loss. But what happens if Harmon is gone? And there's a lot of draft insiders, and spoke to a professional draft bettor this morning who thinks Harmon will be gone by the time the Steelers pick at 21. And think he could go as early as the 49ers at pick 11. Which, that's a doomsday scenario, because if that starts the run of defensive linemen after Mason Graham, the Michigan defensive lineman who's supposed to go in the top five, if Harmon goes at 11, are Nolan and Grant going to make it to 21? And if both of those guys are gone by 21, then what the hell do you do? And that's when I think if Sanders doesn't get picked by the Saints and is still out there, then look out for Shedeur Sanders to be the Steelers' first-round pick. And I would be fine with that, but I know a lot of Steelers fans who would not be okay with that. And then you have Aaron Wilson saying that the Sanders job interview here was so bad, he's off the board. But he is the only person saying that. 412-928-9370. We also have my father thinking that a picture I tweeted out of Mason Rudolph was me. How should I react to that? This is someone who has known me for all 39 years of my life. And he texted me and he said, I love the pic on X of you in Farmer Bib overalls. And I go, that's not me. And he says, really, AI? And I'm like, no, Dad, that's Mason Rudolph. That'd be like if you text, like, if your dad, Donnie, looked at that picture you posted this morning of Jesus shaking the rock's hand and was like, oh, Donnie, that was a great picture of you dressed up like Jesus saying hello to the rock.
No, my dad wouldn't fall for something like that. My mom would, though. My mom usually just sees, like, any bigger guy that has facial hair, and that person then looks like me. My mom also at one point said, after Awaken 180, she sees a picture of Jelly Roll, not full body, but still, the guy has tattoos all over his face.
Yeah.
And said, Donald, that kind of looks like you. I said, oh, thanks, Mom. That guy's about 500 pounds.
This is post-Awaken 180, you said?
Yeah. Not to mention the tattoos all over his face, which I have none of.
Text rolling in, my friend Fred texting me to say that Dupree was a good pick.
Not until Watt got here.
He didn't get a second contract. He averaged 5 sacks a season for his first 4 years. He was great with Watt for 2 years. He left the Steelers and has done nothing post-Watt. And then Fred's mom texted me to say, IKF sucks. This is an older, very nice woman who's, I would say, old enough to be a grandmother. I'm not going to give away her age. That's not appropriate. Saying things like, IKF sucks. Does your mom sound off like that on, like, guys she doesn't like? Will she say, this guy sucks, this guy blows? Does she know player nicknames? Or she would know enough to abbreviate the Pirates shortstop as IKF?
She's probably not well-versed enough on the Pirates because there's so much turnover there year after year. Steelers, though, I would say.
Like, she would watch a game and be like, ah, Najee sucks.
Yeah. And she would just do, like, the typical, like, Yinzer mom thing. Like, they should get rid of all of them.
But she'll say that, and your dad throws her out of the room because he just can't put up with it?
Yeah, he'll banish her to their bedroom.
And she just watches the game with the door closed there in solitude? That's pretty depressing, actually. I mean, right now, defensive line is still the favorite to be the position picked by the Steelers in the first round per the odds makers, but quarterback is second, and quarterback is gaining on defensive line. And Sanders is the name, and Dart is now skipping the draft, and Milroe is still staying at the draft. But I don't think the Steelers will pick him at 21. I know the scouts, scouts is a catch-all phrase. I know there are scouts and multiple ones who liked his. I mean, the season at Alabama was not good, but liked him enough that they reported back after the season was over and said, this is a guy we need to really look at. Like, this is someone we have to do some serious digging on. And a couple of those reports had, like, very, very flattering things about, like, the guy's potential as a quarterback in the NFL and what he could be at the end of the day. Like, you know, this guy does have potential to be a franchise quarterback type stuff. But I don't think it would happen at 21, and the Steelers don't have that second-round pick. And we have fake John and Robinson, who's a friend of the show, call in and say that that DK Metcalf trade was a horrible move by the Steelers, which I disagree with. But if the quarterback thing doesn't get sorted out and doesn't get sorted out soon, and you traded a pick and you gave $150 million to someone and there's not a good quarterback here, that is going to look like a wasted move and a waste of a lot of money. But given how the Steelers lacked wide receivers and weapons, I think the thinking there is similar to Jalen Hurts in Philadelphia. Give this guy enough weapons, build the offense up around the quarterback, and then it'll be too big to fail. 412-928-9370. Here is one of our favorites, Daryl in Houston. Hello, Daryl.
Hey, Andrew, how you doing, man? Tough day for you if your dad can't recognize you on a picture. You need to get a little closer to that, man. But
and my dad's not like 90. My dad's in his 60s. He has good sight, and like, I don't know. I'm not saying that being compared to Mason Rudolph is an insult. He's younger than me and probably better looking than me, but come on,
true,
man.
True. I'm with you on both of those. But real quick, I agree with John, fake John, about Metcalf, I think that was a wasted
trade. And sell me on that.
He's probably the third best receiver, I mean, 13th best receiver in the league.
Yeah.
And I can give you at least 10 right off the top of my head. He doesn't have any shakes. He's one trick pony. And we're going to find that out. I just thought it was a waste.
But they weren't going to get the other 10 guys. The other 10 weren't available.
Well, no, you don't, but you might as well draft someone and not pay him $30 million and save some of that money for something else. Because but I'll say this, Andrew, it doesn't really matter what they do. And I've been on this hill for 2 years at least. I'm at the point of apathy, but that's a different story. It doesn't matter who they select. And it doesn't matter because you outlined both of the principles as to why it doesn't matter. The coach and his thinking thinks that Aaron Rodgers is going to get him over the hump.
Yep.
Is really, really concerning from just the rational thought process of that. And he believes that you have to be concerned as a Steeler fan as to what the leadership of that organization thinks from the perspective of building an organization and building a competitive team, if that's what he thinks. And the second one is you outline the 10 draft choices, which I did this week with some guys on our chat, that haven't done anything because they can't develop a Polaroid Instamatic rather than a football player. They just can't develop. So it doesn't matter if they pick a defensive lineman, if they pick a running back, if they pick Shedeur Sanders. It doesn't matter. This regime has no ability to build an organization. And one other thing, Andrew, I'll say, and this is something that you can stand on whatever side of the fence you want to stand on. There's a chip on Mike Tomlin's shoulder that he's going to have to really deal with. And that's the chip that says, you didn't win with your players. You won with Towers' players. Now, if you believe it or not, that's your thing. But that has to be eating at him because now it's your show and you're closer to Cleveland than you are to Philadelphia.
Not only that point, but also the fact that he inherited Ben. So you inherited Cowher's coaches, Arians and LeBeau. You inherited Ben. You won, to your credit. Can't take the championship away from you. But it is an exclusive club, and it isn't. When you're a one-time Super Bowl champion, Barry Switzer has a Super Bowl ring. Brian Billick has a Super Bowl ring. Gary Kubiak has a Super Bowl ring. It's the second one that becomes the separator. And Mike's going to go into the Hall of Fame with only one because he's never had a losing season and he's been employed by the Steelers for almost 20 years. So he's still going to get in. But the criticism about how things have gone post-Ben and how the second half of his career has been such a disappointment, it's inescapable. And it isn't just bad luck. When you shoot one of 10 on draft picks in the last 10 years, and I know the jury is still out on Fautanu, and the jury is still kind of out on Broderick Jones. But when only one of your last 10 picks is absolutely good, that's what. And the others are either not good or busts. Most teams, when that happens, would fire the people making the pick. And that didn't happen here. Colbert retired, and it just gave Tomlin more power. Hour early because we make way for Cabales Hour in a few minutes, and that is the sponsored Donnie football segment. Donnie taking the world by storm. Donnie also wearing the baseball cap on Saturdays with what is it called? The Bucko Report? Bucko Talk, okay. And he is brought to you by Saloni's Bread Company, over 100 years of baking experience. What is your big football story, topic, discussion for April 18th, Donnie?
The debrief, April 18, 2025. This one, a bit of a funny one. Cam Ward was playing Fortnite, I guess last night or the night before, and he's chatting on there with other players, and somebody asked him to name his top four NFL wide receivers. And he sounds like a guy who knows he is going to be the Titans quarterback because his top four receivers were as follows. Number one, Calvin Ridley. Number two, Ja'Marr Chase. Number three, Justin Jefferson. Number four, Treylon Burks.
What's the other video game that people like? Minecraft?
Yeah, that one's a little bit older.
Have you played that before?
I never had it. I knew kids who had it in high school, and like they would download it on the school computers. I don't know how.
What is it?
You just kind of go around and build stuff.
And then what is Fortnite?
Fortnite is like the cartoony survival mode game. I only ever played it a few times. I had a very funny strategy.
So what do you survive from?
Like, you'll be in a battle royale of sorts. Like, there's a map, they drop 100 people into it, and like you're playing online, you try to be the last person.
What kind of weapons do you have at your disposal?
I have no idea now. I mean, I guess pretty much anything. The last time I played the game, I was in college, so we're talking like spring.
So is it like a shooting game where you've got guns and stuff and you're trying to pick each other off with those?
I mean, I think you have guns. I think you could have like
grenades.
Yeah, I mean, I think you could have a plethora of different weapons in the game.
So Cam Ward was playing Fortnite online, and he just did Ask Me Anything game, and he started talking about Tennessee.
He named two of the best wide receivers in football, and then he put two Titan wide receivers.
You know, I'm happy that you brought up Jefferson with that, though, because it made me think about something from that draft. So that's the 2020 draft. That's the COVID draft. And that was when Goodell was in his fake basement that they tried to make it look like it was a normal guy's basement when it was a complete setup. Guy's basement definitely is much nicer than that. Jefferson went with, the 22nd pick, I want to say? And the knock on him out of LSU was that 99.1% of his snaps were in the slot. That he was confined to the slot in the LSU offense. I bring that up because I've seen people as a critique say the same thing about Ibuka at Ohio State. He's only a slot receiver. I'm not saying Ibuka is Jefferson, because that would be asking him or thinking that he's going to be the best wide receiver in the NFL. But I would not get bogged down, or I would not necessarily pigeonhole that guy into being just that kind of wide receiver. I've said this a couple times now. I'll say it a third time. If Sanders is gone before 21, that's who I want the Steelers to pick, Ibuka. I don't think they will. I think he'll still be there. I think that they'll take a defensive lineman, or who knows if Harmon's gone, what goes on, if Harmon and Sanders are both gone. But I feel very strongly and very good about the fact that Ibuka is going to be a top 20 to top 25 wide receiver. And I don't think he only has to play in the slot. Oh, Mark just walked in here. We know we're on the air right now, Mark. Eating Peeps.
He's actually chomping down
this guy,
on.
This friggin' guy.
You're disgusting.
I know you, for at the beginning of this, used to just like tweet out Ibuka pictures and video all the time. You stopped doing that. It's like you gave up. It's like you just got to the point where you're like, well,
they gave up. They acquired another wide receiver.
So you can't have more of a good thing.
You can. I mean, I still wouldn't be upset if that's who they picked, but it feels pretty bare on the defensive line. You got Hayward and you have Benton.
Yeah, it is bare on the defensive line.
I don't want
line.
Isaiah Loudermilk starting. I don't want the guy from New England who was a career backup.
I agree with you, but is that drafting by need and not taking the better player, in my opinion. If you had to make a bet on who will have a better NFL career, even though one's a wide receiver and one's a defensive lineman, Ibuka or Harmon, who would you pick?
Probably Ibuka, just based on how Ohio State wide receivers go early tend to do.
So if both of those guys are there, I wouldn't want them to just take Harmon because Isaiah Loudermilk stinks at his job.
I also don't think there's much separation. Like, I still think those top defensive tackles are going to be pretty good players. It's not like I wouldn't feel like they're reaching to just pick a defensive tackle.
Totally get it, Donnie. But my thing is, you've also said, and this is not to argue with you, this is more to kind of back up what you've said about things. If you're of the opinion that you're not really that concerned about the Steelers' record this year and what happens to them this year, who gives a rat's ass if they're bare on the defensive line? Just take the better player. Because it's the long run that matters. You know? And if you think Abuka's better than Harmon, you just take Abuka.
He's a player still on my short list.
What is the Donnie short list?
You want like three names?
I want the Don. You said he's on my short list. Now I'm interested in what is the Donnie Steelers draft short list?
Grant, Harmon, Igbuka.
Why not Nolan?
I feel like he's a player that, like, they bring up the red flags that he has.
What are those red flags for the record? Do you know?
I don't know. But he'll end up working out elsewhere. Like, he would go to Philly and become
a stud.
The next great defensive tackle in the game, he would come here and something would happen. But Mike Tomlin's going to fix him. Don't worry.
I don't really get that, though.
I'm not going to be upset if they pick him either.
So
he'd probably be four or
so
five.
So there's the short list of guys you want. There's the I would not be upset list. And then there is somewhere out there the I would be upset list. Who is on the Donnie I would be upset if the Steelers drafted this guy list?
Sanders, Dart.
Okay.
I don't know. I guess players that make like 0 cents.
How about Hampton?
Yeah, I don't want them to take a running back. And if the only running back I wouldn't be upset about would be the far and away best one. They're not going to get him. Genty.
So if Genty fell, you'd actually be okay with that?
I'd be okay with it.
Would you put him on the short list?
No, I'd put him in that second list.
How about Tyler Warren?
Oh, I would take him.
He's on the short list. Okay. Warren, if he falls. What are draft night plans for you once you leave here?
I'm going to try to watch with a couple of buddies. Because the draft is something I don't want to have to make Sarah sit through.
Well, we made the mistake of watching the draft that one year with Tony from the Wild Things, and he hated Broderick Jones so much that he just like despised everything they did after that. Remember that whole draft nightmare?
Yeah, he hates like every pick if it's not a receiver. So he should be all for Igbuka.
That was the Donnie Football Debrief.
He doesn't even think you need any offensive or defensive linemen.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
The details behind the Diddy indictment. Taylor Swift's stalkers. Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.